So it was going to be March 15th. Now it's March 21st. I don't know what to believe with rumors.
Well, supposedly the 15th. Now, supposedly.
It's all made up.
First.
There's been no invitation sent out, have there?
Not to my knowledge.
No. Not to my knowledge, but I would never, I wouldn't know anyway.
That was, see, that's particularly fine for me because there were a lot of people. The Yosemite Conference at Yosemite National Park is the week of the 15th.
Oh, good.
And given that, Dalrymple, I'm going to be there.
Dalrymple's
going to be there. Ren is going to be there.
You're halfway there. What is the Yosemite Conference? You did that last year, right?
Yeah. It's a great conference that takes place at Yosemite National Park.
Nice.
And so thank God that Apple didn't like change the name of the latest version to, you know, like World Trash Dump North
Long
Dakota.
Oh, is the Yosemite Conference a Mac conference named after the Yosemite version of OS 10?
Yeah, it's a conference where it's less about here's how to maximize your cable modem throughput. It's more about people who are very active and very visible in the Mac community talking about larger issues about productivity and life and direction of their company and Apple and all these other sort of things. It's basically a week long TED at one of the most beautiful state parks in the entire country, and also good food and a lot of thoughtful stuff to think about and hear about.
Well,
I will be talking about cows, unfortunately.
You know what? So. That might explain why they moved it from the 15th to the 21st. It was all about the Yosemite conference.
I doubt it, but a lot of people would have had to.
That's interesting.
Apple's never done things around press before, so I somehow doubt that they was part of it.
Well, it's a new Apple.
It would have been a prove that you love me. Cancel your trip to Yosemite.
And you're already halfway to California. It's a natural, more than halfway. You're almost to California. Wait a minute, isn't Yosemite in California? Oh, you're in California.
Yeah.
Think of Yellowstone.
I was thinking of Yellowstone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jellystone Park, where Yogi the Bear is. The other thing is, of course, we thought there was going to. I think this is safe to say there'll be a new iPad, but now the rumor is not Air 3, but iPad Pro Mini or whatever. iPad Pro.
Smaller. Yeah.
9.7 inch iPad. And the reason that's good is, as you were begging, pleading, wishing, dreaming for, Alex Lindsay, it will have a pencil.
I think this is going to be great. I mean, I think I'll be more likely to use this one than the iPad Pro that I have now, which I think is great. I mean, I think the iPad Pro I've really grown to love using it, which is I had kind of stopped using iPads in general. I just weren't really with the pen and with all the other tools. I think it's actually become, I actually built an entire presentation where I was over the last couple of days where when I was sketching out ideas, I had my pen. And I could build it in Keynote, and I was split screening with notes, and I draw a little what I want to do later, like plan it, and then simply copy it and put it into Keynote, and it was all touch and draw and touch and draw, and I was like, okay, that's exactly what I wanted. it's still a little big, so having a smaller one will be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot more practical than the 13-inch iPad Pro. I showed someone their first experience with the iPad Pro in the flesh last night, and they couldn't get over, my God, like how it's just a huge iPad. How do you deal with having this huge iPad? And I had to say, well, if you'd like to use it as a primary device, but I think there are a lot of people who just want to use, like the size of the 9.7-inch iPad, they just wish that it were more useful. And Apple Pencil is definitely something that makes it a lot more useful.
What makes it pro? Somebody in the chat room saying, "Well, the pencil's one. Four speakers is another. Lack of
higher,
go ahead.
The new processor, which makes it agile enough to do like multi-layer Photoshop style graphics, makes it easy to do 4K video. It makes it. The iPad Air's CPU was good enough so that if you're doing mostly pushing text and numbers around, it was adequate. But this takes it to a brand new level. It really is desktop class and desktop speed software, given that these are apps that have been written specifically for a mobile environment.
Of course, good news, the new beta of 9.3, which just came out, has restored the navigation capability. I'm on the wrong article, Jason. Has restored the navigation. Nice of you to show that, but that's not what I'm talking about. Restored the navigation features of the Apple Pencil. That was something they took out for a few versions, but there was certainly a hue and cry. The fact that you could use it to scroll or tap buttons and things like that. What else? So it's better processor, four speakers. You don't get 3D touch because you know the pencil.
Right. Well, it's not.
Oh,
really
better camera is another rumor I saw.
One rumor is a 12-megapixel camera, like the same camera that you'll have in the iPhone 6.
See, I was saying they should do that with the Pro because that's what Pro means to me.
Well, I'm not really sure, because how many people are really? It'd be nice to have a better camera just for whatever reason, but I have no problem walking around looking like this, but even I like would be
it's kind of big.
Feel kind of weird taking pictures like that. But if that's not just, but the 4K video is actually more interesting.
Andy, I think you're alone, by the way, in that concern because I see so many people using giant tablets.
Yeah, I just say you go to school events and people yeah, just
I know,
have
I know. Isn't that horrible? I can't see my kid.
I think 4K video is a much bigger deal because you do have a CPU that is capable of editing multiple 4K video streams and cutting stuff together. So there are so many producers that actually are perfectly happy with filming the entire thing on an iPad, cutting it on that iPad, and then shipping it right from their train station.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Well, and I think that the interesting thing about 4K is that once you start having cameras that are capturing 4K, it leads you to believe that at some point the Apple TV is going to support the videos that were caught by the, you know. You know,
really?
It seems like it may not be this hardware, but it seems like it'll be one soon.
One problem people were bringing up is, okay, if you have the smart connector, you now have a 9.7-inch tablet. What do you do about the keyboard? Is it going to be big and then, you know, that would be ugly? Or is it going to be squunched and then the keys are tiny and hard to use? What do we do with the keyboard?
I bet they make a smaller version of the smart cover that they have. People have been happy enough using compact keyboards for the 9.7-inch iPad Air, so I don't think that they would have any difficulty creating that. Also, it's also not to say that a third party can come up with something clever like the InCase Origami case, which I could imagine them coming up with something that folds down and looks like just a really cool looks like a really cool full-sized keyboard cover, so it's just folds down over it and looks like that, but then you flip it over, flip two tabs behind it and expose a connector on the back there, and now you can basically just drop it in there and have what you're going. It's all about what they're going to – I think they tend to make a statement with the accessories that they make for themselves and they do that with the understanding that if they are liberal enough in allowing people into the MFI program, if there's a need for a full-sized keyboard on a 9.7-inch iPad, someone's going to go out there and make it.